Blog Talk Radio.
Friday, happy weekend, the last weekend before Christmas. So, wow, there are many stores other than Toys R Us that will be running marathon hours up until Christmas Eve. And that's amazing. Toys R Us will be open to 9 p.m. on Christmas Eve, but I believe Kohl's will be opening tomorrow, beginning marathon hours, and many other stores. But this morning we'll be talking Christmas holiday talk and, of course, sports and weekend talk. Big in news here in Mississippi, in the capital city of Jackson, has been swag news. Jackson State University, who's been coached by former head coach now, Kama G, for the past 8 years, has been given the pink slip. He and most of his staffers have been given a pink slip. And so Jackson State is in need of a new head coach and, of course, new hires. So those that were not given their pink slips, I guess there would be some promotions given and some staying safe where they are. But, you know, people have been having mixed emotions and all of that. It seems to have come to a surprise to some and not a surprise to some, but they had a fantastic year. This past year, they just played a week or two ago in Houston, championship game, which they didn't win, but they took it all away, and we made four SWAC championship appearances. There's a lot of talent out there, a lot of talent. So I'm just praying for all of us that support SWAC, support Jackson State University, to, you know, for the right person to fill in that position, and for the team not to have to start all over, but maintain the momentum that they're at, and definitely have someone that's a definite asset, and also along with other new hires. So there's a lot of talent out there, so I'm sure there will be a great person in that position. One of the assistant coaches right now is the interim coach until a new hire is found. So, hey, I know a lot of sports people are listening. If you think you fit that position of leading, I've been an assistant coach for Jackson State, hey, go for it. Let them know, hey, I want that position. But you know what? If I was AD of Grambling State University, who was a no-show this past year for Jackson State's homecoming, and I must admit it's been ages since I've been to a game, but in person, but to a Jackson State game. But if I was the AD, I would definitely I would have contacted Kama G as soon as I heard that he had been given the pink slip, because Wow. And I'm sure Grambling State University football players agree with me. He would be a good choice.
Thank you.
I don't know. I have to check that out. So looking at the headline. But there's other retail news. As I was watching Fox this morning, I see where some people that have shopped at Target recently should be concerned because some way credit card information has gotten out. I don't think the PIN numbers had been compromised, but I think the numbers have. And I'm going to do my best to look up this telephone number because they shared it on Fox. So if you check out Fox online or Fox news channel, you might see the story, and other news outlets probably are providing information now regarding those of you that might have shopped at Target recently. I think for like the past week up until the 15th regarding your credit card information. Because some kind of way it got in the hands of some information got in the hands of criminals. So I'm trying not to ramble, but I'm trying to look for, here it is, I'm trying to find the story just in case that telephone number is available. Because I have a good memory. I tried to remember the number, but it left my head. You know, they just flashed the number and it just disappeared. So here's the story. But I figured some of you that really support SWAG want to know about that story. Okay, because I'm posting. Target cyber breach hits 40 million payment cards at holiday peak. And this is from Jim Finkel and Dina Scarachan. This is from the Boston Times. Target Corporation said hackers have stolen data from up to 40 million credit and debit cards of shoppers who visited stores during the first 3 weeks of the holiday season in the second largest such breach reported by a U.S. retailer. The hackers worked at unprecedented speed, carrying out their operation from the day before Thanksgiving to this past Sunday. 19 days that are the heart of the crucial Christmas holiday sales season. Target, the third largest U.S. retailer, said on Thursday that it was working with federal law enforcement and outside experts to prevent similar attacks in the future. It did not disclose how its systems were compromised. The retailer was alerted its systems might have been compromised by credit card processors who had noticed a surge in fraudulent transactions involving credit cards that hadn't been used at Target, according to a person familiar with the investigation who was not authorized to discuss the matter. The timing of the breach could not have been worse for Target, coming just before three of the four busiest days of what has been a bruising holiday season for retailers. With the highest level of discounting in years, Target last month lowered its profit forecast for the year. Most of these attacks are just a cost of doing business, said Mark Roach, a former U.S. prosecutor of cybercrime. But an attack that targeted against a major retailer during the peak of the Christmas season, it's much more than that because it undermines confidence. Investigators are still trying to understand how the attack was carried out, including whether hackers found a weakness at Target's computer network or through credit card service vendors. It was not immediately clear what percent of the transactions at its brick-and-mortar stores had been compromised, but the company said its online business had not been affected. Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley, who headed a multi-state probe into 07 data breach at TJX companies, said in a statement that our office was talking to Target about the breach and plan to work with other attorney generals to determine whether the company had proper safeguards in place. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman said in a public statement that he had asked Target for more information. A customer in California filed a class action lawsuit against the company late on Thursday, the first of what lawyers said could be many such suits. Samantha Redberg said in a court filing that she was a regular shopper at Target and had used her credit card at a company store on December the 8th. Besides seeking damages, Redberg asked the court to certify the lawsuit as class action. She also asked the court to explore whether Target unreasonably delayed in notifying affected customers of the data breach. The theft of credit and debit card data from Target customers could end up costing hundreds of millions of dollars, but it is unclear who would bear the expense, lawyers and industry sources said. The affected payment cards include Target's Red Card, private label debit and credit cards, as well as other bank cards. Target spokeswoman Molly Snyder said she declined to say if the incident was affecting more store traffic. The largest breach against a U.S. retailer uncovered in 07 at TJX Companies, Inc., led to the theft of data through more than 90 million credit cards over about 18 months. Since then, companies have become far more adept at identifying intruders, but criminals have responded by developing more powerful attack strategies, spending months on reconnaissance to launch sophisticated schemes with the goal of extracting as much data as they can in the shortest period of time. Representatives for JCPenney Company, Inc., Walmart Stores, Inc., Best Buy Company, Inc., and Home Depot, Inc. told Reuters they believe their systems had not been compromised in similar attacks. Target will provide more details on costs related to the issue at a later date. Snyder said she declined to comment when asked if Target expected potential fines from MasterCard, Visa, and American Express or saw a possible increase in merchant fees. It's so early in this investigation, Snyder said. Aviva Litton, a Gartner analyst who specializes in cybersecurity and fraud detection, saw costs for Target. They are going to pay for any fraud on the card, she said. They would get fined by card users for non-compliance of payment card security standards. Their merchant fee would probably go up a few points. Target's shares closed down 2.2% at $62.15 on the New York Stock Exchange on Thursday afternoon, while the Standard & Poor's 500 stock index fell 0.06%. Angry customers. Target warned customers in an alert on its website that criminals had stolen names, payment card numbers, expiration dates, and security codes. The company had identified the breach on Sunday and had begun responding to it the same day, Snyder said. She declined to explain why the retailer waited until Thursday to alert customers. Krebs on Security, a security industry blog that broke the news on Wednesday, said the breach involved nearly all the Target 1797 stores in the U.S. The U.S. Secret Service is working on an investigation. According to an agency spokeswoman, a Federal Bureau of Investigation spokeswoman declined to comment. Customers began to complain early on Thursday via Target's Facebook page. Thank you, Target, for nearly costing me and my wife identities. We will never shop or purchase anything in your store again, said one posting. Shop at Target. Become a Target, become another, it remarked another, gee, thanks. Target Snyder said it had been getting an extremely high volume of calls from customers. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, one of the biggest U.S. credit card issuers, said it was monitoring the accounts involved for suspicious activity and urged customers to contact the bank if they noticed any. An American Express spokeswoman said the company was aware of the incident and was putting fraud controls in place. Major card brands typically offer their cardholders zero liability, and cardholders should contact the issuer if they spot suspicious transactions. A Visa spokesman said, adding that a breach account did not necessarily result in a fraudulent purchase. And I want to thank PayPal. Take a moment right now to thank PayPal. They emailed me. I didn't say it till last night, but last evening, where for security reasons, they closed my account. But on the same hand, they asked me to reactivate my account and prove my ownership of my PayPal account, which I followed their instructions, and I did so. So I thank you, PayPal, for having my back and closing the account due to security concerns and reasons, and at the same time asking me to confirm my ownership, validate my ownership of my PayPal account and reactivate it, which I did. So my PayPal account is active and everything. So thank you so much. Because the recent breach, I have different email accounts like many of you do, and a couple of my email accounts had been compromised recently, And also, I think somebody attended it. Heck, even my Blog Talk Radio profile account recently. And I usually report everything. I need to let Blog Talk Radio, a lot of the staffers and even the co-founder listens to my show, so you hear me now. Yeah, because, you know, I noticed it was kind of weird. I was having trouble getting into my information, and then I noticed something weird where I had listened to a program, which I know I hadn't listened to, you know. So it's just you know, it's important. We talk about being safe during the holiday season in 365 years, especially when it comes to our personal information and our shopping information and all of that. So, but thank you, PayPal. But let me continue with this article. This could hurt, back to the article, this could hurt the end of the holiday season if for no other reason than many of their customers have to cancel cars ahead of holidays, and said J&A Capital Markets analyst David Stratzer. The breach also comes in at a time Target is trying to build its online business, which by some estimates is only 2% of sales. All consumers will hear is that Target is not a safe place to use your credit card. That impacts trust, which in turn can impact retail's fastest growing and most trust-sensitive touch points. Online and mobile, say Carol Spikerman, president of retail strategy firm New Market Builders. Still, consumers tend to have short memories with these things, so it will likely be less of an issue next quarter, said Gartner analyst Linton. Consumers care more about discounts than security, but security is important. Consumers might care about discounts, but people are concerned about security, too. The case is Samantha Redbird versus Target Corp., case number 13-CV-05901, United States District Court, Northern District of California. And additional reporting by Satai Prasad, Siddharth Cavalli, David Henry, Marina Lopez, Phil Waba, and Peter Rudiger. Edited by Kirti Pandey, Rodney Joyce, Lisa Vaughn, Dylan Minster, Peter Henderson, Phil Bertlowitz, Bob Bergdorfer, and Stephen Coates. I just wanted to share that with you all right quick. Those are the authors of the article that I just shared. So I'm sharing it on my LinkedIn also. Big shout-out to those that I am connected with on LinkedIn. Big shout-out to all of my online friends. Happy holidays, and wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas and a very, very happy 2014. And thank you for your prayers also as I continue to get better from that horrific cold flu that I have been experiencing in the past month and a half. But, you know, I had my concerns about the cough because I know coughing, you know, I'm a person that I tend to listen to my body and just, you know, and since I'm in the midst of getting back in shape, I'm like, okay, this coughing. I do know coughing is a sign dealing with heart situations also. So I don't want to be, I mean, I want to prevent anything like that from happening, you know, honestly. So thank you all for your prayers and your support. I haven't coughed during this broadcast, so hopefully, prayerfully, it's only connected with this cold flu of mine and not dealing with a heart situation. But I will be scheduling my my annual right at the beginning of the year. And, you know, that's one thing that we all supposed to do at the beginning of the year, schedule our doctor's appointments and annual physical exams. And I'm looking at some information. Okay, big shout out to Speed on the Beat and True God, Stage of Life, Royalty Promotions. I am so excited. There's a person that I just started networking with on Twitter and now on Facebook also. And I was so excited when I seen this gentleman following me. And his name is Henry Stones. Many of you are probably familiar with him. If you're not familiar with his name, he is a living legend. He's like, he's behind a lot of great music legends and have worked with some of the best. And I know many of you know a lot about him, but I'm like, Henry Stone, I know him. And then when I look more and deeper, and he's like behind some of my favorite people, James Brown. Please, 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 James Brown's first hit ever made, he was instrumental in that song. He was instrumental in James Brown getting his first record deal. He, disco music, he was behind almost every hit. KC, that's his record company, TK Records, the record company where KC was working at when he recorded Disco Duck, and KC and the Sunshine Band, you know, did their thing. So, and it's just amazing. I'm so glad and feel honored to be networking with such a legend. He's 92 years young, and his website is Henry Stone Music. I'm hoping to get him on the show. And if you're listening, Mr. Henry, thank you so much for networking with me. I'm looking forward to speaking with you and just having a good time learning as much as I can and sharing with you. Also, just amazing. I love it when people that I am just so crazy about are the music. Because sometimes you never know. Then you find out you're behind that. You're behind that. That is amazing. And so I'm on Twitter right now, so I'm just checking out different things. There's Tony Rock talking about a Steelers fan. Robin Roberts talking about being jet lagged. You know, she's a Mississippi native. Just checking out things on Twitter right quick, because I was posting that information for all of you. Wow. So I can't believe it. Christmas is just a few days away. And, wow. And I need to, live streaming is almost over, and I still need to talk about NFL news. I need to get back to my studio screen. Awesome. But today's your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Tomorrow is my attorney's birthday and my friend in prayer. He is so crazy. Jay Lucas of Big D. Happy birthday. Tomorrow's birthday. So happy birthday, Jay. Big birthday weekend as he recovers from eye surgery that he had recently. He's probably saying, I'll be telling all my business. But just sending him birthday wishes and wishing him and his loved ones a happy holiday season and Merry Christmas. So let me get back in the studio. And also Ryan Seacrest's birthday is on Christmas Eve. So wishing him an early Christmas, happy birthday and Christmas Eve. So, and many, many others. So I'll be wishing you all. Here you go. To have even more fun.
Little to live on. Punk rock Christmas.
Punk Rock Christmas, R-A-W-K. New Orleans Saints, first in the NFC Southern Division. Yes, yes, 10-4 record. On noon Sunday, December the 22nd, on Fox at the Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Saints will play the Carolina Panthers. What's up to Cam Newton? He's one of my favorite athletes. I won't deny that, but you know who I'm down with, the Saints. Who that? Both have the same record, 10-4, and the Saints will be playing at the Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte on December 22nd on Sunday afternoon, noon game. And the big news, there's been a shakeup with the Saints also. Many of you probably have already heard that the kicker, Hartley, was given the pink slip also. And on Sunday, the Saints plan on playing a rookie. Teron Armstead is a LT, and he will be playing on Sunday. And I bet anything he's going to show out. I'm just believing that. It takes the whole team. It takes a team to bring out all the champions. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really. Saints to start, Teron Armstead at LT. The Saints shakeup. Pedro Gomez reports from Metairie, Louisiana, for the Saints relief kicker Garrett Hartley and signed veteran kicker Shane Graham. I was watching Mike and Mike the other day, and Steve Weatherford was speaking the other day. It was another topic they were discussing. But this is what the story says. Metairie, Louisiana, New Orleans Saints coach Sean Payton announced another bold roster move on Wednesday, naming rookie Teron Armstead as the starting left. I have some background music for me. Okay. it's the video that's accompanying the article. Teron Armstead as the starting left tackle for Sunday's crucial road game against the Carolina Panthers. Armstead hasn't played a snap on offense this season, has appeared in only 4 games on special teams. But after starter Charles Brown struggled so badly at St. Louis in week 15, Payton said it's time to see what he can do. Exactly, coach. Play the team. It takes a team effort to win championships, and you know this because it's been done before. This was Payton's second bold move of the week. On Tuesday, the Saints released longtime kicker Garrett Hartley, along with backup cornerback Chris Carr, and signed veteran safety Aaron Frampton to help on special teams. Veteran kicker Shane Graham was officially signed on Wednesday. The Saints drafted Armstead in the 3rd round out of Arkansas Pine Bluff after he dazzled in the pre-draft workouts and all-star games. The 6'5", 304-pounder ran the fastest 40-yard dash time by an offensive lineman in the history of the NFL scouting combine, 4.71 seconds. He also registered the highest vertical leap of any offensive lineman this year, 34.5 inches. I think Teron's improved during the course of the season, be it taking scout team reps, some work with the offense, said Payton, who added that it's harder for backup offensive linemen to rotate into games other than other position groups. And then on the side, coach says that I don't know that there's that formula that, hey, you're going to have to report as eligible for a year before you get called to the big leagues. I think his appointment at playing the position, and I think he's ready to play that position, and that is what coach had to say about those that are saying, what are you thinking? Although second-year pro Bryce Harris has played more snaps as the backup swing tackle and jumbo tight end this season, Payton said the Saints have always envisioned Armstead as a backup left tackle, LT, and Harris as more of a RT, a right tackle. I don't know that there's the formula that, hey, you're going to have to report as eligible for a year before you get called to the big league. Payton said of Armstead's lack of experience, I think his appointment at playing the left tackle position, and I think he's ready to play that position. I think naturally that's the position he plays. When asked whether there was any hesitation about throwing Armstead into the lineup for the first time on the road against such a talented defense in such a big game, Peyton was frank. "There's all these hesitations," Peyton said, "and yet I think that all those things are factored in." Peyton said the decision to release Hartley was real difficult after a 6-year run that included Hartley's playoff heroics during the Saints' 09 Super Bowl season. But it was one that he felt he had to make after Hartley missed 2 field goals against the Rams, including a shank from 26 yards late in the game. "He's an extremely talented player. He's going to play in this league, I think, for quite a long time and have success," Peyton said. "And the way these doors kind of open and close, we just agreed that, hey, right now, don't ever say never in regards to being back with the team. But that being said, with what he's done and been a part of, it's difficult, especially with success he had in that run in 09. Decisions like these are a little bit more nebulous when it comes to the confidence of a kicker. I think he had a great week of practice last week, and yet it didn't manifest itself in the game. So that was a tough decision. You spend a lot of time giving it thought, and ultimately you go with your gut. The moves were obviously motivated by the Saints' poor performance in the 27-16 loss to St. Louis. But when he was asked whether part of the decision-making process was to remind players of the importance of this week's game at Carolina, Peyton said no. These aren't decisions you make for effect. You don't do that. At least we don't," said Peyton, who was also asked how he thinks players would view the movies. "I can't speak for the players, but this is an important game this week. We have a chance to become division winners, a chance to become the 2 seed, a 2nd seed, all of that right here, this game. I think spirits were down after the loss of St. Louis. I think our guys are pretty resilient, though we'll bounce back, and I think they all understand the nature of this business." That's right, Coach. Break it down. Break it down. They'll see on Sunday, because that rookie is going to definitely show that he's an asset. I can see it. I believe it. He would definitely show that he is an asset to the team, and why not? What do we have to lose when it comes to our road games? Anyway, so play the whole team. You know, and that's what it takes, team effort, not just the starters. It takes all the guys to show, hey, we got this, we're in this, this is a team. You know, from the owner, Mr. Benson and his family, to general manager Mickey, what's up, Mickey, Greg Denzel and all the other staffers, and you, of course, coach, and your coaching staff, and all the players, of course, and the Who Dat Nation, us, the fans and supporters of the Saints. It takes all of us, the entire team and all. So we support your decision, and we in America and the fans will see that you made the right decision, I definitely believe, on Sunday when we watch the game. But that's amazing. So that's Saints news. And before I was began the show this morning, Mike and Mike were discussing Cowboys news and so on. So we've been keeping an eye on the, you know, on the Cowboys. So that should be a very interesting weekend for all teams, all the surviving teams. As of now, there's still 20 teams alive, right? But quickly, you know, the best of the best will be known. So this is an amazing process. Those of us that are new to sports and those of us that are, you know, long-time sports fans, I mean, this is an amazing time during football season, you know, because we don't know. We don't know, and it's just like a good movie. Like, wow. They don't even want to, you know, like, wow, what's next, you know? Recently, I talked about Keith Sweat. You know, recently the Soul Train Music Awards broadcast, and Keith Sweat was given the Lifetime Achievement Award, and I talked about him. So I'm going to conclude the show with one of his songs. Keith Sweat is an amazing talent. I love a lot of old school. I need to play more old school music, period. R&B, rap, rock, whatever, and oldies, other oldies too. You'd be surprised at the different genres. So those of you, please continue sending music and networking with me online and in person, okay? I really appreciate you. I wish everyone a happy holiday season. Be careful out there shopping, and we're going to talk more. The show is broadcasting tomorrow. My apologies for not broadcasting yesterday. I guess I try to do too much, maybe. We're broadcasting, like, maybe every day this week. But that show, talking about Avon Home Parties, will broadcast on next Thursday. I had a very busy day, a long day, working on getting this cough out my system.